Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and today I'm going to talk about when you feel like you're being taken for granted. Let's talk about when you're dating somebody or you're in a relationship and you feel like you're the one doing all the work. This happens a lot. You feel like you're the one doing all the texting. You feel like that person is not giving you enough attention or they're not making too much of an effort. Well, maybe the problem, and a lot of times is the problem, is you're giving too much, all right? This is the problem with a lot of people. They think that the more they give, the more they'll get, and that's not always the case. It really depends on who you're dealing with. You know, a lot of people will take you for granted when you give them too much. And when I say give them too much, what I'm talking about is if you're always the one doing all the texting, if you're always available, when they text you, you text them right back, okay? Now, I'm not saying you should play games. See, this is the fine line where a lot of people mess up. A lot of people will try to play that hard to get routine. And what they'll do is they'll be like, okay, you know, I'm going to wait a couple of days to text her back or text him back, you know, to show that I'm independent. But when you play games too hard, that person is not going to wait around for you. Or that person is going to say, oh, she's playing games or he's playing games and I'm not dealing with this. And especially today, because there's so many options, people don't have to really chase you a lot because there's so much around and they're not going to deal with it. People go for what's easy to attain a lot of times. It's not always that they're going for the person with the best quality. You know, a lot of times they're going for the person that shows them attention, but there's a difference between showing attention, okay, and actually making somebody want you. This is the fine line. You can show somebody some attention, but you have to kind of pull back a little bit, and you don't go on full force. When you go for full force, in other words, you're texting them a lot, or you even go to the extreme of saying, do you like me? I feel like you don't like me, or I feel like you're not giving me enough attention. You guys, when you do something like that, you lose your power, okay? When you're asking the other person how they feel about you, you are losing your power. A person's actions are going to tell you how they feel about you. So you can't even trust somebody's words. This is what I keep preaching in my podcast. A lot of you, you know, you go by what comes out of somebody's mouth. And what you should go by is their actions. How often they contact you? Are they texting you on a regular basis? But are they texting you on a regular basis and seem interested in talking to you? You know, anybody could text on a regular basis and just say, oh, you know, good morning or have a great day. But are they taking an interest in what you're actually doing? Are they asking questions about you? and your life? Are they really trying to get to know you? You know, you can't chase after somebody who just doesn't have the initial interest. If they don't have the initial interest, you have to go for somebody that does have an interest. And once you start building on that, it will grow. But the reason that I'm podcasting on this is because a lot of people are confused. They don't know how much interest to show somebody. A lot of times they give too much interest to somebody and then they get taken for granted. You have to know where to draw the line. You have to know how to show interest to somebody, but yet not come off desperate. See, this is the difference. A lot of people, they do one extreme or the other. They either show a lot of interest and they feel like, well, I'm going to show them a lot of interest that I really like them so that, you know, maybe they'll like me more if I show them more interest. That, no, it doesn't always work like that. Or there's the other extreme where you're the type of person that, you know, tries to play hard to get and you play too hard and then you lose that person. In other words, you could be somebody that feels that, you know, that woman should be contacting you more or that man should be contacting you more. You know, I find that a big problem is that everybody has different ideas as to who should take the lead. And it goes back to what I've said before. Know who you're dealing with. Know if you're dealing with somebody that has traditional values, all right? And I'm a firm believer in traditional values, you know, that, you know, a man should take the lead. And a woman, you need to show interest. You can't just sit there on your high pedestal and just expect him to break your door down. Because in today's world, it's not going to happen a lot of times unless you have something that is extraordinarily different from anybody else in the world. If you're just an attractive woman and, you know, you think because of your looks, you're going to hold somebody, well, I have news for you. There's plenty of beautiful, attractive, sexy women in this world. They're a dime a dozen. So you have to make an effort as well. But this is where a lot of women make a mistake. They feel that they don't have to do anything and that the guy's got to do everything. And it doesn't work like that, you guys. You're going to lose a lot of good men that way. But you don't go to the other extreme and you don't blow up somebody's phone and you don't text them 25 times a day and say, I haven't heard from you. Are you okay? I was just worried about you. They're fine, you guys. They're fine. If they got your message and they're not responding to you, you have to leave it alone till they're ready to contact you. I don't care if it's men to women, women to men, etc., you guys. Whoever you're dealing with, they got the message. You don't have to text them 20 times don't, you know, build this up in your mind and say, well, something could have happened to them. 9 times out of 10, nothing happened to them. They're fine. Okay. If they're not getting back to you, they're not getting back to you for a reason. They may not be getting back to you because they could be busy with something, or they may not be getting back to you because they're really not that interested. And you got to pick up on the little clues that people give you. And you have to just assess, you know, is this somebody that you want to deal with? Because when somebody really likes you, they're going to contact you right back most times. All right. How much interest they show you is how much they like you. How often they text you or they call you is an indicator of how much they like you. And you can't judge that by just what goes on in the beginning. And this is where a lot of people, they get misled because they think because somebody is contacting them and calling them a lot in the beginning that it's going to continue like that. No, a lot of times people come on strong in the beginning. Like I always say, everybody is nice in the beginning. And then their interest starts to taper if their interest really wasn't there. See, when you're in a relationship, the relationship should start to climb, not start high and go down. When it starts really high, with that interest level really high, and then it starts to just kind of wane down, then that interest in the very beginning really wasn't sincere interest a lot of times, okay? Because they didn't really know who you were. Maybe they lost interest. Maybe somebody else came into the picture that they're talking to. There's a million and one reasons why people could lose interest. But the bottom line is, when somebody comes on strong with you, you don't come on strong back and go with it. You take it slow. You pace yourself, okay? Because if you go strong with it, like really strong with it, you could crash. And when I say crash, is that you're showing that person showing you a lot of interest now. You're showing them a lot of interest and you're going back and forth and you're going to burn out. And then what happens is you get to the top of that peak of interest level and that person all of a sudden turns off. And a lot of people say, why did that happen? Why all of a sudden did they lose interest in me? Because you moved too fast. You didn't give it time to grow. You didn't build that emotional bond. A lot of times it grew fast because it's that lustful, you know, wanting that person in a lustful, sexual, physical way. The attraction is so high. But when you have a lustful attraction for somebody, if you don't have the emotional component, and when I say emotional component, I mean really getting to know somebody, there's more there. There's more core there where they get to see who you are as a person and they grow to like you. In other words, you have conversations with that person about different topics in your life or their life, and you laugh together and you build that inner connection, that emotional connection. When you build that emotional connection, that person will have a harder time of letting you go than when you build that sexual connection, okay? A sexual connection doesn't last like an emotional connection. This happens all the time. And a lot of times when people, I'm just going to use, for example, women and men, you know, men's sexual desires in the beginning for somebody are very strong a lot of times, and their sexual, they think in terms of visual, in terms of sexual. They come on strong because they are lusting you, because they find you attractive, or they're trying to score with you, or whatever it could be. But the thing is, if you don't have that emotional connection, you haven't put in the time to build that emotional intimacy with that person, it's going to burn out. It's going to burn out, or that person's just going to use you for whenever they feel like calling you for a hookup or a booty call, and they're going to be love bombing you and telling you how much they like you. When in doubt, they're just using you for some benefit, which is usually sex, you guys. So the point I'm trying to make is, just trust me when I tell you, you have to move slowly. So now let's talk about the issue of being taken for granted. How are people taken for granted? People are taken for granted because they don't set up their boundaries. And what I mean by that is, if somebody is making you an option, you don't make yourself readily available to that person. If that person is giving you excuses why they can't see you on a regular basis, and then they come back at you and they say something to you to the effect of, Oh, I'd really like to see you on a certain day or something like that, when the person has pretty much not given you much attention in the last 2 weeks, you don't make yourself readily available to go see that person. Because what's going on is now you have become too reliable, okay? Which means that that person knows they can contact you anytime and you're going to take their call or you're going to go see them. And that's when people get taken for granted. They have to know that, you know what, you have your own life, you're busy, you could be dating other people, although you don't tell them what you're doing, okay? Never let them know. You know, never show your hand, you guys, okay? A lot of people try to do that, and you really shouldn't. So what you need to do is, you know, when they suggest, you know, oh, can I see you this weekend or something like that, and let's say the person has really not really made an effort. Let's say you see that person online talking to other people or whatever, and they're really not making an effort. And then all of a sudden they come out of the blue and they want to see you. When in the beginning they showed you so much interest, then they backed off and now they come back and they want to see you, what the way you should handle it is you should be like, oh yeah, you know, I would really like to see you too, but this weekend's no good for me. I have other plans, but maybe we can make it for the following weekend. So what you're doing is you're letting them know that you have a life too, and that you're not just sitting around for when they feel like contacting you. Now, other people could sit there and disagree with me and say, well, you know, that if they want to see them, they should see them. Okay, well, you could do whatever you want and you could see them. But if you constantly do that and you just make yourself available for whenever they want to see you and it's always around their schedule, of course they're going to take you for granted because you're like the old shoe that's always around, okay? There is no scarcity, you guys. When you want to build attraction, when you want somebody to want you, you have to become scarce. In other words, things that we want the most are things that we can't always get. We always want what we can't have. It's just human nature. People always, that's why certain things are in demand. The things that are in demand are the things that are difficult to attain. Okay, no matter what it is, I always use that example of diamonds. Diamonds are very few in nature. So everybody wants a diamond because it's rare and they know that it's expensive and it's hard to attain. As opposed to, let's say, a cubic zirconia that's in every jewelry store shelf for $25. Okay, but and may look just as nice and hard to tell on the finger, but we want the diamond, whether it's that diamond guy or that diamond woman, that beautiful, sexy, attractive woman, or that hot, attractive guy that, you know, is so rare compared to the average person. We want somebody that's got it all. Well, you're not going to get somebody that has it all. You have to, you know, you want, like I always say, you want somebody that has good character and treats you well. And in order for somebody to treat you well and not take you for granted, you yourself have to respect yourself. And when I mean respect, I always use this word respect, you guys, because it makes a big difference in how somebody treats you. When you respect yourself and show that, you know, you're not just a doormat that's available anytime they feel like calling you. Or let's say, for instance, you texted that person and that person doesn't text you for 2 days. And then all of a sudden they come on strong to you and you're available and you're so happy to hear from them and you're texting them like crazy back because you really like this person and, you know, you're showing them so much interest. The point I'm trying to make is this. You match their level of interest. You don't give them more and you don't give them less. If they're texting you infrequently, then you don't owe them any kind of respect as far as having to be on point with texting or calling, okay? And a lot of people, they get mad at that. They'll treat somebody lousy. In other words, they may just disregard somebody and say, you know, I'll get back to him or I'll get back to her whenever I feel like it. And that's the way you need to treat them, the same way. If you even want to deal with that, that's another issue too. If somebody's level of interest is not there, why bother? Why do you stay and try to make something work with somebody who doesn't have the interest to begin with? You're wasting your time. You know, they're not all of a sudden going to be like, oh my God, this is the person for me. They know, people know right away, you guys, who they consider somebody they could get serious with and who they consider as an option. They know right off the bat, usually, if this is somebody that they want to pursue seriously. So, I mean, I don't care if it's men to women, women to men. In the beginning, everybody shows a lot of interest and everything like that. But when that person starts to show you less and less interest, then that's telling you that they're not 100% in. And in order to not be taken for granted, you don't make yourself available when they decide to come back because they decided to check other options and they saw, hey, the grass isn't so green out there. I'm coming back to you. Okay. They're going to come back, and they're going to come back strong in a lot of times. They're going to come back strong. And that's how they try to reel you back in. You know, they're going to say something like, oh, I missed you, or, oh, I was so busy. Nobody's that busy. All right. Don't buy that nonsense. Nobody is that busy. If they weren't contacting you, it means that they didn't feel that you were that important that they needed to contact. When somebody really likes you, they're not going to take a chance of losing you. Bottom line, you guys. So when it comes to being taken for granted, you have to stick up for yourself, and you don't do too much. You don't make yourself available all the time for somebody that's not treating you the way you should be treated. Okay? Stand up for yourself and love yourself. And don't let anybody just treat you as one of their options, okay? And take you for granted. I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And if you have any questions, I am offering email coaching, link in the bio. Have a great day, guys. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching, because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. and check it out. It may help you. Okay, and have a great day.